everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is October the 22nd, 2021. Well, this week we've been thinking about the blessings of the gospel. Really, what we find out is that the blessing of the gospel are the blessings of being born again. So for today's discussion, we'll turn to John 10. John 10:10 says, The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The blessing we want to discuss today is the blessing of abundant life. And in order to understand the abundant life that we have in Christ, we need to think about the life before the gospel. Our text says that the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So, of course, we know the thief is the enemy, which is Satan. And when we think about the life that we had before we were born again, we recognize that Satan was active, disrupting our life, destroying our lives, the thing that we worked so hard for. We would see that this life was full of disappointments. See, when we think about the life before being born again, we think about the pain, the heartache, and the disappointments which we experienced. Before we were born again, the focus of our lives was ourselves. It was difficult to maintain relationships because the focus of our relationships was ourselves. So our lives were full of broken relationships. If we think about success in life, it was always predicated upon the world's view of success. If success was viewed from the financial perspective, it seems like every time we would get ahead just a little, the thief would break in and steal. If the focus of life was on being important, fame, so to speak, the enemy would come and destroy the pedestal upon which we stood. You get my point. Life was full of heartache and disappointment because we focused on ourselves and we focused on what this world had to offer. And so therefore, the thief had great access because he could always destroy what we felt positive about. However, with the gospel, we get a new perspective. Our focus changes from being focused on this life to being focused on the life to come. No longer do we need to gain fulfillment from the things which this world has to offer. Our fulfillment comes from the future of heaven. We can begin to change the way we view our relationships. We can no longer be selfish, but seek the betterment of the other. Our reward becomes something that the world can't take away. We trust the Lord to supply our need. We understand that He knows what we need. The blessing of the gospel is that life takes on a whole new perspective. We begin to live for the glory of God. Our goals become heavenly goals. We can see disappointments in life in a new perspective, learning the presence of God is with us. And we also come to realize that when we're working for a heavenly reward, the thief can't get in and break through and steal. The thief can't destroy what we've built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. The thief can't remove the heavenly reward because he has no access to the place where that heavenly reward is stored. So life is abundant instead of full of disappointment and heartache and failure. So we can even learn through the disappointments of life that God gives us those opportunities to pour into the life of another, helping them on their journey. Because life has a new perspective, we see life now as abundant. We see that what happens in this life is not really relevant. What happens in this life is only preparing us for the world to come. We see our heartaches as pointing us to a far greater reward, which is in heaven. We begin looking forward to the eternal weight of glory, the reward in heaven that will not fade away. The life which God gives is truly abundant because it is eternal. The life that God gives and the reward that life gives is abundant because it's stored up in heaven where the thief can't break through and steal and kill and destroy. And so the thief can't have any impact in our heavenly reward. And so we can enjoy abundance of life because we're looking forward to living that with Jesus. And the thief has no part in destroying what God has given us. So we can be encouraged today to enjoy the abundant life. So I want you to enjoy the blessing of being born again and walking with Jesus and working for that heavenly reward and recognizing the enemy has no claim to what you have given to Jesus and what Jesus is building in your life. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you for the abundant life we have in Christ. Lord, we ask that you will encourage your people to look at their lives from an eternal perspective so that they can see the abundant life which you provide. Fill the hearts of your people as they consider the abundant life which Jesus brings. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. I hope you've enjoyed this little study on the blessings of the gospel. I pray that you have a good weekend. And until Monday, this is Brother Mark signing off.